Part 1. The Incident. Chapter 1. The Cruelest Month. And what's your name? Wait. It's on the tip of my tongue. That's how it all began. I felt as if I had awoke from a long sleep, in that I was still suspended in a milky gray, or else I was not awake, but dreaming. It was a strange dream, void of images, crowded with sounds, as if I could not see but could hear voices that were telling me what I should have been seeing. And they were telling me that I couldn't see anything yet, only a haziness along the canals where the landscape dissolved. Bruges, I said to myself. I was in Bruges. Had I ever been to Bruges the Dead, where fog hovers between the towers like incense dreaming? A gray city, sad as a tombstone with chrysanthemums, where mist hangs over the facades like tapestries. My soul was wiping the streetcar windows so it could drown in the moving fog of the headlamps. Fog, my uncontaminated sister. A thick, opaque fog which enveloped the noises and called up shapeless phantoms. Finally, I came to a vast chasm and could see a colossal figure wrapped in a shroud, its face the immaculate whiteness of snow. My name is Arthur Gordon Pym. I was chewing fog. Phantoms were passing, brushing me, melting. Distant bulbs glimmered like will-o'-the-wisps in a graveyard. Someone is walking by my side, noiselessly, as if in bare feet, walking without heels, without shoes, without sandals. A patch of fog grazes my cheek. A band of drunks is shouting down there, down by the ferry. The ferry? It's not me talking. It's the voices. The fog comes on little cat feet. There was a fog that seemed to have taken the world away. Yet every so often it was as if I had opened my eyes and were seeing flashes. I could hear voices. Strictly speaking, Senora, it isn't a coma. No, don't think about flat encephalograms, for heaven's sake. There's reactivity. Someone was aiming a light into my eyes, but after the light it was dark again. I could feel the puncture of a needle somewhere. You see, there's withdrawal. Maigret plunges into a fog so dense that he can't even see where he's stepping. The fog teems with human shapes, swarms with an intense, mysterious life. Maigret? Elementary, my dear Watson. There are 10 little Indians, and the hound of the Baskervilles vanishes into the fog. The gray vapor was gradually losing its grayness of tint. The heat of the water was extreme, and its milky hue was more evident than ever. And now we rushed into the embraces of the cataract, where a chasm threw itself open to receive us. I heard people talking around me. Wanted to shout to let them know I was there. There was a continuous drone, as though I were being devoured by celibate machines with whetted teeth. I was in the penal colony. I felt a weight on my head, as if they had slipped the iron mask onto my face. I thought I saw sky-blue lights. There's asymmetry of the pupillary diameters. I had fragments of thoughts. Clearly I was waking up, but I couldn't move. If only I could stay awake. Was I sleeping again? Hours? Days? Centuries? The fog was back. The voices in the fog. The voices about the fog. Seltsam enabled zu wandern. What language is that? I seemed to be swimming in the sea. I felt I was near the beach but was unable to reach it. No one saw me, and the tide was carrying me away again.